It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okmanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Happy Friday. Hope your day's treating you well. Hope you have an outstanding weekend ahead. I am your host, Cole Bear. It is April 19th of 2024. And I am calling this, a Football Friday, and we will make no apologies for doing that around here. We make no apologies for talking football as much as humanly possible on this program, and with the UNI football team having its spring game tonight, the Iowa State football team having its spring game tomorrow, and the Iowa football team having its open practice tomorrow. You just can't have as much fun, can you, Kirk Ferentz? You just can't. You can't let us have as much fun, can you? Nonetheless, Football Friday on April 19th, and looking forward to the conversations we are poised to have today on the show. Thanks for being here, however you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, the 1650 The Fan app on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Follow us on X, formerly Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X, at RealColeBear. Like our Facebook page. If you're on the Zuck machine, type in 1650thefan. You'll find us. Then you just got to hammer that like button, and you'll get more local and statewide sports content into your Facebook feed. What's not to like? And for even more of that content, go to the website, bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web, 1650thefan.com. Save the number in your phone, at least one of them. You got multiple ways to dial us up if you have any questions or comments to add to the program, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you could dial 800-913-9479. Email address, maybe you'd rather email than call, then do so. Don't be shy. Questions or comments, maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show, fire away. Just know if you email me, may read it on the show. Email address, Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, so here is the agenda today, boys and girls. We'll get to area sports news and scores for your Friday here in just a few short moments. Plenty to get to in today's stack. After we're done there, we will take timeout number one. Get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Friday, looking into tomorrow and Sunday. We'll come back in the second segment. Colleague of mine at the Cedar Rapids Gazette, based out of Ames, Rob Gray, does an outstanding job covering Iowa State football, among other things, for the Gazette. Rob will join us to preview tomorrow's Cyclone spring football game. He had a nice story today in the paper, and also he publishes at cyclonefanatic.com, so give that a read. I'm interested to follow up with him on what I read in his story, and also just knowing that 18 of 22 starters return for that Cyclones team that was pretty young last year and pretty good, right? 7-5. Came up short in that bowl game, but Rocco Becht looks like he's a really promising young talent at quarterback. What might he look like in year two? A lot to get into as it relates to Iowa State football ahead of that spring game tomorrow. And we'll put Rob to work in the next segment of today's show. Make sure you're following him on X at Rob W. Gray. After we're done talking Iowa State spring football game, we'll talk some some NFL football. We'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get you Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim, come back in the third segment, and Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast, Mock Draft Extraordinaire. You follow him on X at Logan_Blackman. I want to talk to him about Cooper DeJean, the Iowa cornerback, who, since we last spoke to Logan about the NFL draft, Cooper DeJean has held his pro day in Iowa City. And I'm hearing some ranging opinions or analysis, if you will, on where Cooper DeJean may be selected in next week's NFL draft. Round one will be next Thursday night, and you'll get special coverage from our great friends at Fox Sports Radio next Thursday night. I think that's, I know that former Arizona Cardinals GM Steve Keim, as well as Jay Glazer, and former Penn State and NFL standout LeVar Arrington are going to be a part of that coverage from Fox next Thursday night of round one of the NFL draft. The Cubs have a day game, so we're able to bring you that next Thursday. Looking forward to that, and of course, looking forward to talking NFL draft, the Hawkeyes, Cyclones, and potentially a Panther that could be selected in next week's draft with Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast. After we're done there, we'll take the final timeout. Get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary during that final break. Come back and wrap up the show. So that is the plan, boys and girls. Also today, make sure you got that number handy. I've got a pair of Iowa Irish Fest tickets. Yeah, we're already thinking Irish Fest, even though that's coming up August 2nd through the 4th in downtown Waterloo. Been to this the past handful of years, 3-4 years, and really cool event. A lot of people show up, and understandably so, as I've gotten to know more about it and being there. I know these are highly coveted tickets, and they're not cheap either. $35 a pop. So if you want to save some money on an event that typically you're willing to spend your hard-earned dollars on, I got you today. I got a pair of them. I'll give them away here at some point during this Friday edition of Cole & Company. All right, quickly, before we get into area sports news and scores, I'd seen this tweet from Elliot Clough yesterday. He covers, for Rivals, he covers Iowa Hawkeyes football, among other things. But the tweet read that Iowa offensive coordinator Tim Lester confirms that Deacon Hill, you remember Deacon Hill? Yeah, I know, you're probably trying to forget Deacon Hill, understandably so, but new Iowa OC Tim Lester confirms that Deacon Hill is getting the majority of the one reps. He said, quote, Deacon has more experience, so he can go through a progression better than Marco can. Marco is getting the reps with the twos and the threes. He needs the reps. Marco Lanes, the backup quarterback, who played well when he got his opportunity in that bowl game for Iowa this past season. Boy, I guess you can't be too surprised, I suppose, knowing Kirk Ferentz and, I think Tim Lester's probably not trying to rock the boat right away and come in and give the guy the keys to the offense, since Cade McNamara's, still rehabbing that knee injury. Basically just give the guy the keys to the offense in the spring that was your third string quarterback when last season ended. But at the same time, I mean, was the offense that bad that Deacon Hill looks like he just couldn't play in the Big Ten? Like, can Deacon Hill play in the Big Ten with a functional offense? Is that how bad the offense was? I mean, unfortunately, there's only going to be one way to figure out or find that out. And I think I can speak for Hawkeye fans that they'd just rather not and hope that Cade McNamara comes back and is healthy But man, that Marco Lane's kid, he played well. And if I'm an Iowa fan, I'm thinking, man, I'd rather that's the guy we go to if Cade McNamara, would unfortunately miss any time this fall, this upcoming season. So this is just another example of something I had said, I think maybe the second to last time that David Eichold of HawkeyeInsider.com was on, where any given time throughout spring practices where there's been media availability and Kirk Ferentz or Tim Lester, the new offensive coordinator, have spoken, that I've just been on this pendulum of going from, you know what, I'm pretty optimistic that this is going to be a good thing, to, wow, that sure sounds like nothing's changed or very little has changed, and that worries me. So I can't imagine I'm the only one having this experience, keeping an eye, keeping tabs on Iowa spring football. Now, albeit, I feel like, and understandably so, the coverage not as robust this spring because of the Iowa women's basketball team and their run once again. But I feel like I've kept a pretty good eye on it, as you might imagine, given what I do. And that's what it's been. It's like this sliding scale of one day you're like, man, nothing really sounds different. Is this going to be any good? To, you know what, that is pretty encouraging quote, from a player or a coach about the new offense. So we'll get David on next week after Iowa has its open practice tomorrow morning and see what he can tell us about what happens tomorrow morning at Kinnick Stadium. But let's dive right in here. Area sports news and scores for your Friday. The Cedar Falls High School track and field teams, boys and girls, both earned wins last night. The Tiger boys won their own Cole Collins relays. Cedar Falls finished with 267 points. Waterloo West was runner-up with 99. The Cedar Falls girls track team won the 16-team Wahawk Invitational hosted by Waterloo West. The Tigers finished with 262 points. Cedar Rapids Prairie was second with 208. Yesterday in Metro soccer matches, beginning with boys matches, Cedar Falls got past Waterloo West 3-1. Des Moines Roosevelt stopped Waterloo East 10-0, and Hudson overpowered Waterloo Columbus Catholic 9-0. In a girls match, Hudson defeated Waterloo Columbus 6-0. The latest Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union soccer rankings have been released. Five area teams in the poll. In 3A, Cedar Falls enters the rankings for the first time this season at number 15. In 2A, Waverly Shellrock continues to be ranked second. Independence up two spots to number 6. And in 1A, Hudson stays at 7, as does Denver at number 8. Meanwhile, today in Metro Boys Soccer, Cedar Falls plays host to Western Dubuque. Waterloo West visits Waverly Shellrock, and Waterloo East is at Mason City. In girls soccer, Cedar Falls travels to Western Dubuque, and Columbus Catholic plays host to North Fayette Valley. In Metro Boys Tennis, Cedar Falls is at Waterloo West. In girls tennis, Cedar Falls plays at Iowa City Liberty. As I mentioned before, the UNI football team will culminate its spring drills with the spring game tonight at the Unidome. Kickoff is at 7. Fans are invited to arrive early. There's going to be a tailgate event at 5:30, as well as a kids clinic that starts shortly thereafter. The clinic is for students in kindergarten through 8th grade. It's going to be led by Panther players and coaches down on the field, and it's all free to attend. Both the Iowa State and Iowa football teams will conclude their spring drills tomorrow. Iowa State will have its spring game at 11 tomorrow morning. Iowa with an open practice at Kinnick Stadium tomorrow morning at 10:45. Both of those also free to attend. The UNI softball team plays host to Illinois Chicago this afternoon. This one actually began right at the top of the hour. It's game one of a three-game weekend series. The two teams will play single games today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Panthers are currently third in the Valley with a 9-5 record. The Flames are in sixth at 9-8. UNI is 11-3 all-time against Illinois Chicago. The Iowa baseball team plays host to Rutgers tonight in a Big Ten matchup. This evening's game, the first in a three-game weekend series. Hawks are 6-6 in the Big Ten. Scarlet Knights are 3-6. Iowa has been good at Duane Banks Field this season. They are 12-3 at home. First pitch is at 6:05 tonight. The UNI men's basketball team received a commitment late yesterday out of the transfer portal. Ben Schwieger, a 6'7" guard who played the last 2 years at Loyola Chicago, has committed to the Panthers. He saw limited time last year after a promising freshman season. As a freshman, he was named to the A-10 All-Rookie team after averaging 9 points, nearly 4 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. All right, that's a wrap for area sports news and scores for your Friday. Let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, and a forecast. Come back on the other side. We'll preview this Iowa State Cyclone spring football game. Rob Gray of the Gazette joins us next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
7 o'clock Eastern time tonight in Miami. It's the play-in game for the NBA playoffs between the Bulls and Heat. Winner gets the Boston Celtics in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs, and the Bulls should have Alex Caruso on the court tonight, despite his injured ankle. In New Orleans at 9:30 Eastern time, the Pelicans are home to the Sacramento Kings, where the winner will get Oklahoma City in the first round of the Western Conference playoffs. The Hawks are hiring Ansi Sala to be their new general manager. He was most recently the Warriors' VP of basketball strategy. UConn freshman Stephon Castle entering the 2024 NBA draft. Day baseball saw the Cubs drop the Marlins by a score of 8-3. Ryan Garcia missed weight for his fight Saturday against Devin Haney. He was more than 3 pounds over the 140-pound limit and now forfeits his chance at the WBC junior welterweight belt. Scotty Scheffler 3 back at the RBC Heritage at 8-under. Colin Morikawa has a share of the lead at 11-under.
Cole & Company with Colbert. Weekday afternoons from 5 to 6 on The Fan.
Cedar Falls Community School District parents, want to make a big impact in your child's education? Here are some tips that can truly make a difference. First off, create a dedicated study space and time for homework. It sets a routine. Get involved in school activities, attend meetings, and join parent-teacher organizations. Your presence matters. Stay in touch with your child's teachers and counselor. Communication is key. Encourage reading by surrounding your child with books. It's the gateway to endless knowledge. Let your child explore beyond the classroom. Learning happens everywhere. Lead by example. Keep lines of communication open, even on tough topics. Trust is built through openness. Celebrate success and teach that failure is part of the journey. Most importantly, show your love. So dive in, get involved, and watch your child thrive.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Panther fans, whether you bleed purple and gold or just love the thrill of the game, your ticket to the hottest college sports action is now available. The incredible playmakers, the buzzer beaters, and the electric atmosphere of Panther sports, all at your fingertips. Feel the energy and make memories that will last a lifetime. Be a part of the action. Order your tickets today.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Get insights into the sports betting market with VSiN's betting splits. See where the money is and keep updated on how the market is reacting. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
With the NBA playoffs starting this weekend, the Boston Celtics are the favorite to win the Eastern Conference. They finished the regular season with the best record in the NBA. Celtics minus 220 to represent the East. The Milwaukee Bucks, who finished third in the conference, are plus 800. Philadelphia, a 7th seed, but got Joel Embiid back, plus 850, while the New York Knicks are plus 1,100. Over in the West, the Denver Nuggets, the defending NBA champs, are plus 140 to win the Western Conference. The Oklahoma City Thunder, the number one seed, are plus 550. The Dallas Mavericks, with NBA scoring leader Luka Doncic, are also plus 550. With your VSiN Action Update, I'm Tony DeZiri, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A freeze warning begins at midnight tonight and remains in effect until 8 a.m. tomorrow. Lows level off around 31. Tonight, under clear skies, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 51. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 29. Tomorrow night, clear skies. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Cole & Company, afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102. at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
First down and 10 from the 40. And here's a handoff. Sama, big hole again up the middle. Here goes Abu Sama again. And he gets bumped forward. He's going to take it all the way for another Cyclone touchdown. 60 yards. Abu Sama. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Abu Sama is one of, were we calling him a starter at the end of last year? I think we were. I think we could say he's one of the 18 starters that returns for Matt Campbell's Iowa State football team this fall and spring game tomorrow at Jack Trice Stadium. So we're pleased to be joined now by my colleague at the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Rob Gray, based out of Ames, does great job covering Iowa State football. Rob, thanks for being here. How are you on this Friday?
I'm doing okay, Cole. Hope you're doing well as well. And, we got spring games upon us, aren't they?
Yeah, and looking forward to covering the UNI spring game tonight at the Unidome. And like usual, you get through spring practices, you're kind of able to put a list together of, you know, what you're going to be looking for in a spring game. You know, whether you're a fan or someone like us who's covering the game, I do want to start, though, with your story that I had read this morning and Matt Campbell talking about this has been, by design, the most difficult spring since he's been at Iowa State. I think this is year 8 or 9 now for Coach Campbell. So that really stands out to me, especially when I just said, also, you got 18 of 22 starters returning. I mean, interesting that would be kind of the strategy for Coach Campbell. So why? What's the rationale for making this such a difficult spring?
Well, I kind of asked them about manufacturing adversity, and that's kind of what they're doing. They're creating little situations where guys are going to fail inevitably and respond. I think in part because even though you have that many starters, and by I think Iowa State's estimation 19 on both sides of the ball, and obviously guys with starting experience beyond that, it's still a pretty young football team, generally speaking. So I think the fact that they achieved some measure of success last season, getting to 7 wins, getting back to the bowl game, 6 seasons in the second, 7 seasons under Campbell, and sky-high expectations both internally and externally for this group, I think he really just wanted to challenge them. And he said it really extended into the winter, too. And I said with BKG and his staff, the strength and conditioning group, trying to find ways to make life difficult, not in a way that robs guys of their confidence, but in a way that ultimately will build their confidence and allow them to thrive in adverse situations. Where again, the Cyclones really struggled the previous season, going 4-8 with what 6 losses of 6 points or less, or whatever it was, and even the previous season, our pretty senior year, a disappointing 7-win season. All things considered, we're down the stretch, they lost close games, and we're not able to execute in key moments. That started to turn around last season, and I think this is designed to ensure, or at least help ensure, that they continue to do well in the quote-unquote margins with this group, who certainly wants to build off of the 7-win season a year ago.
Rob, I got just a little bit of a dirty phone connection, so I'm going to take just a quick time out so we can reconnect and hopefully get a better line and continue the conversation, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. We'll come back in just a little bit with Rob Gray talking the Iowa State spring football game. Kicks off tomorrow morning at 11 at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames. We're back in just a bit.
Are you in the market for a new truck? You might be now. Community Chevrolet is offering supplier pricing on all new in-stock Chevy Silverados, plus current incentives and financing as low as 2.9% for 72 months. This is your chance to get behind the wheel of a powerful and reliable truck at an unbeatable price. Take advantage of this amazing offer before it's gone at the end of the month. Owning a brand new Silverado has never been so affordable. Come see us at Community Chevrolet, University Avenue in Cedar Falls, where we are community.
Love your home with City Builders, offering composite windows, the most energy-efficient window made in America. City Builders' state-of-the-art showroom features all of their products and experts to help make the remodeling process easy. Experience, quality products, and quality installation. Love your home with City Builders. Visit their showroom today at 2009 Center Street, Cedar Falls, or call 277-4000. Love your home with City Builders.
Passionate professionals needed. The Waterloo Community School District wants you to join our team. We are hiring dedicated individuals to inspire young minds and shape tomorrow's leaders. Whether you are an experienced teacher, skilled support staff, or simply passionate about education, we have rewarding jobs waiting for you. We offer competitive salaries and benefits, including IPERS and single health and dental insurance provided at no cost. You don't have to be a teacher to enjoy the great working environment at Waterloo Schools. We are looking for paraeducators, coaches, substitute teachers, food service workers, custodians, and more. Don't miss out on a chance to be part of something truly special. Your future awaits with Waterloo Schools. Apply now and unlock your next career opportunity. Visit waterlooschools.org today. Your future awaits with Waterloo Schools, where passion meets purpose.
You are listening to the Power Hour of Sports Talk. Cole & Company with Cole Bear. Weekdays 5 to 6, right here on The Fan.
All right, we got Rob back, and he's sounding better. Well, he always sounds great. His phone's sounding better, I should say. Maybe it was our phone. Who knows? Nonetheless, we'll pick up the conversation where we left off, Rob. And you were explaining how Matt Campbell really wanted to introduce adversity and failure this spring and then see how his guys respond to that failure. I think the follow-up would be, by nature of that, is there anything in particular, whether it be some player has stood out, some part, you know, of the team, a position group, or, you know, I think you see what I'm getting at here, has been the benefactor of that approach this spring?
Well, I think they're hoping that every position group and every player is benefiting from that. But one guy he singled out is receiver Benny Ngoyi. He said was having a fantastic spring. Two scrimmages back, kind of struggled. Really kind of had to, you know, redouble his efforts or more or less. And he came back in the last scrimmage they had, which he said ran 125 plays or so, which is another way to make sure guys get a lot of reps, and therefore they can have a lot of things they don't do that well. He said Ngoyi was just fantastic. So that's an example of a guy, you know, he made a big play, I think, in the bowl game. They're expecting big things of him when you've already got Jalen Nolan, Jaden Higgins, and Ben Bremer at tight end, a lot of good targets there for Rocco Becht. But that's an example of a guy who's by Campbell's own words, benefiting from this approach.
When it comes to Rocco Becht, since you mentioned him and what a great start he got off to with his Iowa State career a season ago, Rob, whether it's something you've heard from the coaches or just in your experience covering Rocco and speaking to him, what things do you think, if he improved on X or Y, X and or Y, would really help him take another big leap forward as a college quarterback this season?
Well, what I'm hearing is accuracy has improved, and decision-making necessarily is going to improve after, you know, but let's not forget, at this point last season, you know, had the stuff from the Iowa DCI and the odd gambling investigation, and the athletes at Iowa State and Iowa hadn't dropped, so we're talking about Leonard Decker's being a great guy as a returning starter, and, you know, Jairo Brock coming back from injury, a running back, and all that, and Rocco just did a remarkable job to, 20, you know, he threw 23 touchdown passes. He broke some of Brock Purdy's freshman records, a bunch of them, which is saying something, I would say, 8 interceptions. And over the last several games, he had 10 touchdowns to 1 interception. Mm-hmm. So Rocco was a guy that, and of course, the bowl game, the Cyclones couldn't run the ball, which was a theme seemingly off and on, and then it exploded like that clip he played at the beginning of Usama at Kansas State on the 6 inches of snow for 270-odd yards or whatever it was. But Rock has just gotten better in all those areas. And I he's a pro. He comes from, his dad, Anthony, of course, a long-time NFL tight end, and he's coaching the UFL. I think he's got that, again, that pro's mindset, and, mm-hmm. and that's always looking to fine-tune, hone, improve every little way, and it, by all accounts, that's what Rocco has done in the offseason.
Given the turnover at the running back position, Rob, and how well Abu Samah emerged last season, do you anticipate he might get something close to a bell cow back workload this upcoming season?
It's possible, but at the same time, they really like Carson Hansen, who is a great pass catcher out of the backfield as well. Hansen said, you know, he had flashes last season. You know, could see his athleticism. He's worked really well to be better in pass pro, as has Samah, which allows them to be like the first-year assistant head coach and running backs coach, so kind of a role call, you know, quote-unquote, every-down type backs. But then you throw in a guy like Dylan Lee, you know, out of Arizona, who, oh, by the way, rushed for 500, a class 6A record down there, 518 yards in a single game as a junior.
Wow.
And they're on 27 carries. So he sits 1-200, he looks the part already, and, you know, was an early enrollee and has really impressed the guys as well, making plays with, oh, that guy can pop too. And you got guys like A.J. Harris in the room. You've got the Jalen Jackson, the transfer out of Eastern Michigan, I believe. They really like what he can do catching the ball. They really like him in the return game. You know, small guy. They got guys of all shapes and sizes. So I think he will be that if he needs to be or demands to be that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they really want to be able to spread it around back there, and they feel like they've got a lot of capable guys who can do good things.
Not surprised to hear that Matt Campbell was able to rebuild a running back room in an offseason. All right, when it comes to the defense, is there anybody who can get to a Will McDonald level in terms of putting the quarterback on the ground that's on this roster, Rob?
Well, that's a tall order, of course, Cole, given Will's record-setting career in the backfield. But,
no big deal.
But, yeah, I mean, Jordy Peterson flashed at times last year, legacy guy. He's going to get his here and there. Tyler Onyedum, too, also had his moments. He played both inside and outside. But they really like some of these edge guys that are second-year guys. Sam Salme, you know, not as big, I mean, not as heavy, 6'5", 215, can really move. Ike Iziogu, you know, 6'5", up to about 260. And then they got a transfer from Louisiana Monroe, Kennard Snyder, who they really, really like. Not tall, that tall, 6', but about 250. And they say he's making plays that are really impressive. So they feel like they got a mix of guys that will probably maybe not put up Will McDonald numbers, but certainly Coach Eli Rashid, the defensive line coach, believes they can pressure the quarterback certainly better than they did last season.
Rob, like I said at the top, typically fans, or if you're covering the game like us, there's things that you walk into the building and you're going, I want to make sure I'm on the lookout for this. I want to see how this works or doesn't work. What's on your short list tomorrow at Jack Trice Stadium that you'll have a keen eye on?
Newcomers, I think. I think the aforementioned, running back, Dylan mm-hmm. Lee, I want to see what he does with his reps, and obviously it's not a true game, although Campbell said they'll scrimmage. He wants to get the fans, he said he doesn't want to, quote, let an opportunity waste away, unquote, in front of what he expects to be a really good crowd, and fans were interested in, and Snyder, I want to see what he does in the pass rush. Obviously, again, very different situation. There'll be sort of element of scrimmage in everything. Other guys, Isaiah Alston, the Army transfer, who's just got incredible athleticism, 6'4", at wide receiver, made a huge plays for Army, which, of course, is a very run-heavy program year after year, and now he's in a program that tries to be more balanced. So those are some of the guys. And then, of course, the obvious, and I would say for fans, too, watch the backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. Cole really pushed Rocco back in fall camp last year. 4-star recruit, 6'7", about 250. Great arm talent. Just wasn't quite ready last season. Rocco separated himself, and then they brought in Connor Mobley, the kid from Southeast Bowl, who was so good for the Rams and kind of gives you an all-around athletic body who can make all the throws as well. I mean, he's 6'4", pushing 200 right now. So watch those backups. There are other guys. There's a walk-on quarterback they really like. They still got the JUCO transfer, Tanner Hughes, who they thought they might use situationally, but last season didn't happen. Maybe that happens. But I always think you want to look at the new pieces, the new players, and see how they're looking out there. And, and an obvious issue for Iowa State always is how does the offensive line look? I mean, they physically, they look great. Second season under Ryan Clanton, who's a decorated, assistant coach for good reason. So let's see if they can build into the, quote, violent and versatile, unquote, type of unit that he's demanding them become, sooner rather than later, it would certainly be hoped.
Rob, great stuff as always. A pleasure to talk, like always, and we'll be looking forward to your coverage at thegazette.com this weekend.
Thanks a bunch, Cole. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Take care, Rob. Rob Gray, Cedar Rapids Gazette, kind enough to join us on this Friday edition of Cole and Company and preview tomorrow morning's spring game that'll take place at Jack Trice Stadium in Ames, 11 o'clock kickoff for that one. All right. Hey, before we go to the next timeout, you're invited to the Iowa Irish Fest official press conference and happy hour partner appreciation party. It's happening this coming Wednesday at 4 at Crossroads Hy-Vee in Waterloo. During the press conference, Iowa Irish Fest is going to reveal some very exciting changes to the 2024 Fest, the 18th annual Iowa Irish Fest, say that three times fast, is this August 2nd through the 4th in downtown Waterloo. And caller 5 right now will get a pair of tickets, $35 a pop. You're saving some good quan here. 319-277-1918. Caller number 5 gets a pair of 2024 Iowa Irish Fest tickets. 319-277-1918. Logan Blackman to talk NFL draft next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports and Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa State football coach Matt Campbell was contemplating a format for tomorrow's spring game in Jack Trice Stadium this week. ISU's coming off a lengthy scrimmage last weekend that included more than 100 plays, and Campbell says whatever format they use, it'll be productive.
We're not going to waste away an opportunity to have a great crowd, to waste away to, evaluate our football team. So, you're going to see live football. We'll see us scrimmaging. I don't know what that format will look like based on where our numbers are. But it's, what I don't want to be is a waste of time from our end of it.
The Iowa Hawkeyes close out spring drills tomorrow with an open practice in Kinnick Stadium, where new offensive coordinator Tim Lester has been installing a new system. UNI's spring game is tonight in the Dome. College baseball, the Iowa Hawkeyes open a 3-game Big Ten series at home tonight. They take on Rutgers. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the RMA 460V lawnmower battery set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-30 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Imagine someone hiding a gambling problem. How exhausting it must be, seeing the losses pile up and feeling powerless to control it. Now imagine it's someone you love, your spouse, your child, your friend. Talk to them to understand where they're coming from. Because anyone can have a gambling problem. They just need help getting their life back. Call 1-800-BETS-OFF to get help for them and you.
Corn Country Fest is almost here. Presented by Viridian Credit Union. This is a kickoff music festival of the season. Join us Saturday, April 27th at the Hippodrome in Waterloo. It's another incredible tribute to the country legends with award-winning tribute artists performing as Dolly Parton and Toby Keith. A celebration of all things country with live music, food, beer, axe throwing, and more. Get your tickets today and save. Advanced general admission tickets are $23. Reserved box seats, veteran and limited VIP seats also available. Learn more at corncountryfest.com.
Hi, this is Andrew Kaler from Denver Insurance. Life is complicated. Your insurance shouldn't be. Why not simplify it with policy bundling? Grinnell Mutual and Denver Insurance give you lower rates for each policy when you bundle your home and auto insurance together. It's a one-and-done solution, and that's a win-win. Make your life easy with bundled insurance so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact me, Andrew Kaler, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Denver Insurance today.
You're listening to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan.
And you're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert, weekdays 5 to 6.
That was a hectic commercial break. I forgot to ask where he was from. I think Waterloo. I'm probably wrong, but congrats to Dana on winning the Iowa Irish Fest pair of tickets. That coming up August 2nd through the 4th in downtown Waterloo, the 18th annual Iowa Irish Fest. And thanks to everybody for calling. We got a lot of calls there quick. So we're going to continue to give away pairs of tickets to Iowa Irish Fest Monday and Tuesday, I think, at least on this show and Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson. So make a note of that. All right, the NFL draft, less than a week away. We will have coverage, special coverage, next Thursday night of round one from our great friends at Fox Sports Radio. Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast does a great job with the mock drafts and just covering and knowing all these draft prospects. He joins us now. Follow him on X at Logan_Blackman. Logan, I'd ask how you're doing, but we're close enough to the NFL draft. I know that this is kind of like a second Christmas for you, so you're probably doing all right.
I'm antsy. I'm really antsy right now because I want to make sure that everything I put out is at least somewhat accurate. I know I don't have all the sources that all these other guys have, but I want it to be at least somewhat accurate. So I sometimes lose sleep leading up to the draft. And I just need time to slow down just a tiny bit because I feel like just a couple weeks ago I was watching the national championship game, and now we're sitting here and we're getting ready for the NFL draft. Everything just needs to slow down, but nevertheless, it's always exciting when the draft rolls around.
Well, since you brought up the national championship game, the champion quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, of the Michigan Wolverines, is really perhaps the most divisive draft prospect among the analysts and the people who, are speculating about this draft. And I don't mind J.J. McCarthy. I think he could be a pretty good NFL quarterback. Maybe he could be a great one. Then again, I go, wait a minute. My eyes also told me that Michael Penix is one hell of a quarterback. He threw the ball all over in Washington. Now, albeit, I know they're two different systems, almost polar opposite systems between Harbaugh and, I'm blanking on his name, who's at Alabama now.
DeBoer.
Yeah, DeBoer, who is at Washington. I understand there's eye candy there that you kind of got to disregard because of the system that Penix was in. But, man, it would be tough for me if I was a scout to be like, yeah, J.J. McCarthy over Michael Penix. No, like, set the injuries aside, Logan. I understand the injury history giving teams pause. Okay, fine. Set that aside. In terms of just playing the position, if you had to pick one, who and why?
So I've actually, my whole thing with the J.J., I've stayed pretty consistent on my J.J. McCarthy stuff. I had him number QB4 going into the season, and he ended the season as my QB4 too. So I like J.J. McCarthy, but a lot of it is the what could he be type thing for some people out there. It's like, oh my God, look at this guy. Look at some of the things he does when he's asked to do stuff. And it's like, oh, we could really build something there. But then there's also, like you said, it's like, you didn't really see him do a whole lot. So there's the people that backtracked a little bit. So there's like a weird like absence of middle ground, it feels like, with J.J. McCarthy. But I like him. I like Penix as well. I think the thing with Penix, a little bit the age, the injuries are somewhat of a concern, but I think towards the end of last season, you saw with Washington, they were doing more design quarterback runs. And with how many times he's pretty much blew up his knee, the process of getting more and more confidence in his legs, I think, was very big. You saw that in his 40-yard dash time. I think he ran like a 4.58 or something like that. But Penix is really good. I like Michael Penix a lot. I think the throwing motion is a little telegraphed, which I think some people are kind of concerned about. It's a little longer. It's not like a Tim Tebow-esque throwing motion. No one has a throwing motion like that, but it's a little more telegraphed. I think that comes a little bit with, as well, with some people. It's like, he's a lefty quarterback, and sometimes that can be weird to look at. So people like to flip the film around. Like, this is what he would look like when he throws righty. It looks a lot more normal, a lot more pleased in the eyes for a lot of people. But I think Penix could definitely, his range is so weird because I've seen people talk about him going like 13th to the Raiders, but I would imagine he's more closer to the end of the first round rather than 13th overall. It just feels a little high given his age and the
the throwing motion, which is a good concern. And I don't know what system he would fit in best. I don't know if he's more typecast than McCarthy, because I think of the mobility that McCarthy has, lack of injury history that he has. He does have a very strong arm, though he didn't really need to show that. I think working for an NFL head coach in Harbaugh, I think that does boost him up as well, where teams like, oh, he's got the lingo down. He knows what it takes to, and this can kind of get overrated, but he knows what it takes to win. A lot of people really like that. So it'll be interesting, and it'll be very interesting where both those guys go, because those two, along with Bo Nix, they could go pretty much anywhere along the first round. And McCarthy anywhere within that, seems like McCarthy anywhere within those first 10 picks.
Well, a big reason why I ask about Penix is I'm afraid that the Vikings are going to get a hold of him. And as much as I don't like the Vikings, Kevin O'Connell, I think, is a pretty good coach, especially coaching quarterbacks and being an offensive mind. And I'm just worried the Vikings are going to get their hands on him and they're going to be really good again and bounce back quickly from losing Kirk Cousins. So let us knock on wood that doesn't happen. moving forward, since we last had you on and talked NFL draft, Iowa cornerback Cooper DeJean held his pro day. I'm not sure if he's quite 100% yet, and not that the injury isn't healed, but just being all the way back into game shape, like how he can't really get back into game shape until he starts playing in games. But I mean, the numbers were still great at the pro day.
Yeah.
Then again, I heard some stuff as recent as today. I think it was Peter Schrager from NFL Network that thinks he's a tail end of the first round guy. I've heard people say that he could be a top 10 pick. So where are we at with Cooper DeJean?
So I've always thought of him as around that, like, somewhere between, like, 15 with the Colts and then back with, like, 25 with the Packers. The past two mock drafts that I've done both had him going to the Packers. I'm trying really hard not to, like, move him somewhere else, because I did the same thing with Lucas Van Ness, where I was like, I got him in the Packers every single mock draft except the last one. And then, of course, he ended up going to the Green Bay Packers. So I've got to try a little – I'm trying to talk myself kind of in and out of moving him around in that draft board. But – yeah, I think another thing with him is he a safety or corner? I like him as a corner, but I would be perfectly fine with him as a safety, too. He's got the mobility to do that. He's got the size to cover pretty much everywhere. And obviously, he's a complete game changer in the special teams if you move him there. But yeah, he tested really well just pro day, coming off the injury. A lot of teams are very interested about that. I think he's, I don't like throwing this word around, but especially if they're considered like later first round draft picks, but I would say Cooper DeJean's as close to a lock for a first rounder in those later spots you can get, just with his skill set that he can provide. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in the NFL really like those Iowa prospects. They all test really well. They're all extremely coachable. So it'll be interesting to see where he goes. He feels like a Packer, but I think that's more of a typecast thing for me, where it's like, he's got to be a Packer, right? He's got to be. And then he'll end up going somewhere like Philadelphia or Arizona or something.
There is a UNI Panther that could be drafted on day three. Christian Boyd, pretty highly decorated defensive tackle for Mark Farley's Panthers the past handful of years. He was either starting or, when he was younger, a rotational piece for Bryce Pop's defensive line. I was at the pro day. Man, he put up some monster numbers in terms of his bench. I think he was right near the top at his position had he been at the NFL scouting combine, Logan. The pass rush numbers are not great, but it's not like this draft or too many drafts are littered with interior defensive linemen with gaudy sack numbers. I think he had four and a half sacks last season. He told me when I talked to him that was something that in the meetings he had at that point that teams, you know, were saying you got to work on your pass rush skills, but they really liked what he can do on the run game. They like, you know, how his numbers have shaken out. It also looked to me like he's had quite a few visits with teams. In terms of what you've tracked with UNI's Christian Boyd, knowing how much importance the interior defensive line has in today's game, do you think that he does get drafted on day three? Because if he doesn't, he will be a priority undrafted free agent. But do you think a team will invest a draft pick on him?
Yeah, the interior D-line class is kind of weird this year, because there's the top guy. Most people consider Byron Murphy from Texas to be the top guy, and you've got the likes of Jerzon Newton from Illinois there as well. But after that, it's kind of like, who do you want to have next? The Chris Jenkins from Michigan, you've got Braden Fisk from Florida State's also in there, Tavondre Sweat seemingly dropping down the boards apparently. But, yeah, Christian Boyd could definitely slide in that day three. I would be perfectly content with him going to the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they already have a history of drafting you and I Panthers players. They drafted Spencer Brown a couple years ago. He's been an ever-present at right tackle since he's been back. Had a very good season this past year. But the Bills, they're going to look at interior defensive linemen if they don't go with one early, which is what some people are linking him to. I think Christian Boyd would definitely make sense. He'd fill in right behind Daquan Jones, the starting line. He could be right behind or next to Ed Oliver, clear him up a little bit. I think the strength is there. I think coming from a program like UNI that has a strong history with Mark Farley as the head coach, I think a lot of teams really like that. And, yeah, you saw what he did on the bench press, that strength. It shows on the field, too. Like, it's not just bench press. Mm-hmm. He does show that on the field as well. And those sack numbers, they'll, you know, we can tend to project with how things do at the next level. But like you said, the importance of that interior D-line is growing and growing with Aaron Donald, the Chris Joneses. I mean, Christian Wilkins, Derek Brown, Justin Madubuike all signed massive contracts. So there's going to be more and more of those positions drafted. And I'm intrigued to see where he goes, but I definitely think he'll be going somewhere around those day three areas.
Logan, great stuff. I got to run. Catch up next Friday after the first round here on the show.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll do it. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
All right, we got to take this final time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Patriots Director of Scouting Elliot Wolf says they're open for business in every round of the 2024 draft. Currently, the Patriots hold the third overall pick, and Wolf added, "We're open to anything, moving up, moving down. We have some holes we feel like we need to fill in the draft, and we're a draft and develop team." The Vikings sneaking in a meeting before next week's draft, visiting with LSU quarterback prospect Jaden Daniels Thursday, according to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Minnesota holds the two first-round picks, 11 and 23, when the draft kicks off next Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. Elsewhere, Bills quarterback Josh Allen speaking for the first time publicly since the team recently traded wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Texans, saying, "I'll always love that guy like a brother. It's definitely hard to part ways with a guy that's been instrumental to our success here. I wish we could keep everybody." This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. Relax and let your stress melt away with Tubbs R Us. I'm Mike. We have new QCA spas in a variety of colors and styles. Add an oasis to your home at Tubbs R Us. You get a free delivery, plus a free lid, lifter, and all the chemicals you need to be stress-free right away. And can custom your order too. We're locally owned and have service department right here. We're Tubbs R Us on the corner of Ainsboro and Falls Avenue in Waterloo.
Radio and digital marketing are a powerful combination. Koloff Media is helping local business grow by putting this powerful combination to work for you. Take advantage of the power of effective, local, consistent radio advertising. Plus, Koloff Media offers digital marketing with creative ads that reach thousands online. We produce powerful video featuring you, your employees, and your customers. We build custom websites that make your business shine and attract new business. Take advantage of the power of radio and digital marketing by calling this Koloff Media station today.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The idea of losing games in order to receive a better matchup in the playoffs is nothing new. But when you look at how the 2024 NBA play-in games have shaken out, a coach's desire to compete no matter the situation is starting to make a whole lot of sense. Anything can happen in the postseason. 2015, Kevin Love dislocated his shoulder, sidelining him for the remainder of the playoffs. Cavs still managed to reach the finals, but Kyrie suffered a knee injury in Game 1. That left Cleveland defenseless against the talented Warrior team. The injury bug has once again struck again this postseason. Now, after a loss to the Lakers, Zion Williamson has been ruled out for the Pelicans' play-in matchup with the Kings tonight due to a hamstring injury. The Heat face a similar issue with Jimmy Butler after his knee injury against the Sixers. So throwing games to face a more favorable opponent may sound like a nice strategy. The risks involved have become increasingly more clear after this year's string of unfortunate injuries. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Springtime is all about fresh air and freshly cleaned homes. It's also the perfect time to give a fresh look at SimpliSafe Home Security, the only home security system I use, and I recommend it. The system blankets your whole home in protection, has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more. Get 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you visit SimpliSafeDan.com. That's SimpliSafeDan.com. And remember, there is no safe like SimpliSafe.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
Welcome back for a final time on this Friday. Thanks for being here. Really appreciate all of you. Cubs got an 8-3 win earlier today against the Miami Marlins at the friendly confines, and they'll have a double dip tomorrow, a doubleheader. Game one coverage begins at 12:45 against the Fish. Game two has coverage beginning at 6:05. Got to thank Rob Gray of the Gazette and Logan Blackman of the Logan Blackman Show podcast for joining today's show. I'm off to the Unidome to watch you and I's spring football game. If you're headed to Kinnick Stadium or Jack Trice tomorrow, enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. I'll be back on Monday at 5.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.